Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, an editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here today with Eric Siebert, a VMware vExpert, author of two books on virtualization, and a frequent TechTarget contributor, to talk about Fibre Channel SANs for virtual server environments. Hi, Eric, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
So, Eric, my first question is, Fibre Channel is a popular choice when it comes to virtual server environments. So what are the benefits of using Fibre Channel SANs to support a virtual server platform?
Well, typically, Fibre Channel is one of the best performing and most secure of the storage technologies that are available today. So, you know, people that want the best performance have requirements that they really need the most possible I/O that they can possibly get. Fibre Channel has traditionally always been what they would implement to get that kind of performance. And, you know, from a security standpoint, Fibre Channel networks are all mostly isolated and kept on their own separate environments, so they are more secure than traditional other types of networks that would go like over the network, like iSCSI and NFS and that. Fibre Channel is also, you know, commonly deployed in the enterprise storage architecture, so a lot of people have Fibre Channel SANs already that they can leverage. So in a lot of cases, rather than having to implement something from scratch, they already have a Fibre Channel SAN available that they can able maybe expand on or whatever to use with virtualization. You know, Fibre Channel SAN storage also is a blockable storage that can be used. Other storage devices like NFS are file-level storage. There's some advantages to using blockable storage as well. And then if you want to do things like boot from SAN and some other technologies like that, Fibre Channel SANs have always had that feature, and that it's starting to become available in some of the other technologies as well, such as iSCSI. But you can boot from SAN where you can have a headless server. You don't have to put disk in a server. They can just boot directly from the SAN and run that VM directly from the SAN.
Okay. And on the other side of that, what disadvantages or complications can you run into with FC SANs?
There's two big ones. It's mainly cost and complexity. Typically, the Fibre Channel SANs are the most expensive option available. So if you're looking to implement one from scratch, it can be real expensive because you have to buy all these expensive different components that are specifically made for Fibre Channel, all the way from the cables, the Fibre Channel cables, the Fibre Channel adapters that you have to put in your servers, and then the switches, and then the back-end SAN storage. So the cost can be pretty high. You know, the reason it is best performance, you know, the cost is kind of relative to that you're going to pay a lot more money to get that performance. So cost is one of the major disadvantages of that. And then the complexity, where Fibre Channel SAN, it typically requires specialized skill sets where your average maybe server administrator wouldn't have those skills to be able to administer and properly configure, set up that server. So typically you need those specialized skills. You need a SAN administrator, someone that really understands the technology and basically implement it properly.
Okay. So how do you set up an FC storage device? What steps do you need to do to ensure that everything's running smoothly?
It's pretty straightforward. You just got to be aware of things like speeds. There's different types of speeds for Fibre Channel. But typically today, the most common one in use is 4 gigabit. The newer ones are 8 gigabit, which provides double the speed. So you don't want to mix components. You want to have the basically, it's going to run at the lowest speed. So if you have maybe a 2 gigabit or 1 gigabit card inside your server, your switches are 4 gigabit or 8 gigabit, and so is your backend storage. Well, it's only going to operate at the lowest common speed denominator. So you want to make sure that you have all your components at the same speeds, where you can get the most, you know, value and speed out of your environment, and not kind of tear down to one component that's making you go down to a lower speed. Also, things like multipathing, you want to make sure you have redundancy. So typically you would implement multipath to a SAN. So that's all the way from the server, where you'd have two Fibre Channel adapters inside the server, two switches, and then typically there's two controllers on the other Fibre Channel SAN. So any one component breaks, there's always an alternate path to get from the server to the SAN. So implementing multipathing and also using other technologies like active-active, where both paths can be active so you can get more performance out of it that way, are really a good idea when you're implementing a Fibre Channel SAN. It can be complicated, so typically to make sure everything is set up properly and working properly, you want to, proper preparation is the key for proper configuration. And you should kind of work closely with your SAN and storage administrators to, make sure they understand your needs and configure everything like the LUNs and the whole back end properly.
Okay. And along those same lines, are there any requirements you need to know about before choosing an FC-SAN? And does it require more experienced administrators?
Requirements is the key there. You need to know your requirements. If you have applications that need X amount of I.O., you need to know what that is to be able to basically size your SAN properly. You shouldn't go in there blind and assume that because I buy this fiber channel SAN, it's going to be fast and it's going to work for me. You really need to go out and do the homework and do an assessment of your environment, kind of figure out what your I.O. requirements are, any type of redundancy requirements, and then capacity as well. You need to know how much storage you need to buy for that fiber channel SAN, so you have a sufficient capacity for all your virtual machines. Other things like features, you need to, there might be certain features that you also want to implement on that SAN, like such as snapshot capabilities, maybe replication and stuff like that. And if you have a disaster recovery strategy, you want to make sure you include your kind of needs for that in that as well, because a lot of times you'll be leveraging storage features to move data from your main site to an alternate DR site. So you really need to kind of really assess your requirements and what kind of features and functionality that you're going to need before you go out and buy one. Also, there's some new features like for VMware, the vStorage APIs. There's certain feature sets they have in there that could, a lot of the SANs are supporting now, such as the vStorage APIs for array integration, which kind of offloads some of the storage tasks that traditionally the hypervisor would do to the storage layer to make it a lot quicker in that. So you can kind of take the load off your virtualization infrastructure, put it on the storage infrastructure, and it improves the performance of the your virtual host, and also puts the task on the storage device where it should be, and makes it a lot more efficient. So basically, you want to look around, evaluate, ask questions, get references, get your requirements, and then just go from there and make a decision so you can choose the right fiber channel solution that meets your needs.
All right, thank you for all those answers, Eric. And for more information on Fiber Channel SANs, you can visit searchvirtualstorage.com.